This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Lisa Moody. She is the special event coordinator for the City of Cocoa, and I'm sure you probably wear a lot of hats being special events coordinator.
To say the least.
But you're wearing a Mardi Gras hat today.
And a mask.
So tell us, what can we expect from Mardi Gras this year?
Well, this is our 21st annual Mardi Gras, and we are excited to bring in some really great bands, some authentic Cajun-style food in New Orleans atmosphere. We've got a parade of floats at 9 o'clock with thousands of beads to catch. Roaming entertainment, fantastic, authentic Mardi Gras-style entertainment on three stages. And like I said, our headliner band this year is the Soul Rebels Brass Band, and they are direct from New Orleans. They're an international band. We're very excited to have them. And I think anybody that comes out is going to just love them as much as we do.
So if you can't go to New Orleans, this is the next best thing.
This absolutely is. It certainly is. We, over the last 3 years that my office has been doing this event, we have taken great pains in making sure that it is a true, authentic style Mardi Gras. And this year it's on February 9th.
Okay, so when does it start and who all can come?
Okay, it starts February 9th from 5 p.m. until 12 o'clock a.m. This year the event is on Saturday, February 9th. Gates open at 5 p.m. and they'll close at 12 a.m. The parade begins at 9 o'clock p.m. sharp, so make sure you're in place for that. Adults are $8 in advance and $12 at the gate, and kids 12 and younger are $5 in advance and $8 at the gate. We are very excited to actually have a kids zone this year. From 5 until 9, kids can bounce house and face paint and see magicians and balloon tying and all that stuff the kids like to do. Then they can enjoy the parade at 9 o'clock with their parents if they like.
So there's good incentive to get your tickets early because that's quite a savings.
It is, and we've got 30 locations throughout Brevard County that you can pick up your advance tickets. And if you go to our website at www.cocomardigras.com, you can find it where all the locations are that you can pick one up early.
Okay, so tell us about the food. What kind of food can we expect?
Authentic Cajun style. We'll have the authentic jambalaya, the béarnaise, crawfish. We'll have those there as well. And then some really good drinks also, Mardi Gras style.
So do a lot of people come dressed up?
Oh, we do. I'd say a quarter of the crowd comes dressed up. And the more flamboyant you are, the more fun you're going to have. It certainly adds a little spice to the event. The folks in the parade, a couple of bands that are going to be dressed up really well. And then we'll have the professional floats also. But we love to see people in costume and getting into the event as much as they possibly can.
So I'm sure as the libations flow, the people that might not have come in costume might end up in
some sort of something.
Yes, exactly.
And we will have merchandise booths to buy your mask and your boas and your beads if you need that kind of stuff as well. So if you don't come dressed, as the night progresses, you can certainly pick those up. You get your caricature done, get your face painted. You can have a lot of fun.
Okay, so where do they park?
We've got two park and ride locations, because if you've been to the village, you know that that's limited. So the first park and ride is at the Health First Complex on SR 520 in Borman in Merritt Island. And then the second one is at the Sam's Club in Cocoa, and that's right off of the I-95 at exit 520. Once again, if you visit our website, all this stuff's on there.
Okay, so park and ride, so they park there, and then there's buses that run
continuously. Every 15 minutes throughout the entire night, it's free, which is great. So park, ride, and get a ride back later. If you get there early to the village, you may find a parking spot. It's just at 12 o'clock when the party's over, it's a little harder to get out sometimes.
Right.
So even if you get close, you're still going to have to wait to get out. So the park and ride for me is what I do, and it's a great alternative.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Once again, it is the 21st, you say?
21st annual Cocoa Village Mardi Gras. And I would like to add that on Sunday, February 10th, is the Mardi Gras Paws in the Park. It's an annual event that is hosted by the Central Brevard Humane Society. It's a free event from 12 to 3, and they've got rescue organizations, doggy vendors, costume contests, demonstrations, and, of course, the crowning of the Mardi Paw King and Queen.
That's got to be loads of fun. Once again, this is the Mardi Gras, and we would encourage you to get your tickets. And you say the gates open at 5?
Gates open at 5 o'clock, and the parade starts at 9. The headliner band, once again, is the Soul Rebels, direct from New Orleans, and they will be on the main stage at 10 o'clock, and then the party's over at 12.
Okay, so let's give them the website one more time.
Alrighty, the website is www.cocomardigras.com. Or you can actually call us if you like also at Leisure Services, and that number is 321-639-3500 and extension 4. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.